Simply Done, the podcast network.
It's sometimes it's just amazing that we could have all this shit going and one person fucks it up.
Who was it? What did I do?
Well, you know what? It's not you.
What did I do?
Speak of the devil.
Who did?
Come on in here, Perry.
Who's the devil?
Nobody's the devil. Be careful where you're walking right here. Come on through very carefully, please.
Okay. Here.
Well, I'm surprised you were at least professional enough to be here today.
Well, I'm going to be professional enough every time, okay?
I'll bet. We'll see. Okay. You say that every time.
Well, yeah, because this time, well, actually, the last time was the last time I ever fucked up for this show. The last time I ever fucked up was the last time I fucked up, and that was, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago?
We'll all the time.
I'm a done a fucking up of the show. Kabish?
What is that? What are you doing right
now? I got it. I understood everything except for the cabbage.
But why did your voice change?
My voice had changed because of my, you know, I was on the roof. I'm thinking of talking like Guido Sarducci from Saturday Night Live.
Please don't do that.
This is the song to start the podcast.
Yeah, like we do every time. Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. I'm your pal, Don Barris.
I'm Walter Moll.
Are you sure?
Yeah, and
I'm the Scaremaster, Scary Perry, the guy that loves to show up on time.
You're tardy. You're tardy, Perry.
Let's turn off the music. Little jagged there. Today we have, once again, over on sound, Dan Marino's little brother, Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Perry, why are you talking to the help? I'm just introducing him, and then he's not talked to again. All right. Well, anyway, today is actually our 10th show from the new studio, so congratulations guys.
Yeah,
you've only been a big pain in the ass about 8 of those times, too. So thank you, Perry. Thanks for...
At least this time I'm here from the last, not the last time, but the time before the last time.
I think we learned a lot of stuff, too, from the last time to this time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I got rid of that bastard.
What? Who did?
Well, I
did.
We don't need to talk about this guy.
Well, it's over with.
Okay.
Next.
If you don't
I'm with the two best guys around.
This guy kind of tried to sabotage our show because he was a fan of the movie. He constantly told Perry not to be involved in us. He told Perry things, and
we don't know what he told him. He sounds like an okay guy.
What he was doing was trying to build an Italian project, which is the way he would describe it to me, and do this Italian documentary and this Italian book. And he'd keep me busy to where I'm not involved with you guys.
Well, what would he do exactly? Would he tell you not to be involved with us? Would he say
no?
That?
He wouldn't say not to be involved with you. He would just like let's go do a photo shoot here and a photo shoot there when I'm supposed to be here with you guys.
And did you tell him that?
I said I had to be at the podcast, and then we would switch days. And then I had to be at the podcast, and we would switch days again. And then 2 weeks ago, he said we got to do a shoot in San Pedro. On Sunday.
What do you do with all the photos?
It's for the book. A book that he's writing.
A book that he's writing about you going to San Pedro?
No.
Sounds interesting.
A book that he's writing about Italian locations in Southern California.
And what do? You stand in the picture and you point at him?
No.
You there for scale?
Different restaurants and different... locations.
Do you get any free meals when you go to the restaurants and say, we're here to do a piece about your pizza pie? Let me get a slice of that hot, spicy pizza pie.
Sometimes we'd get a discount depending on which.
How much? Like 20%?
No, not 10? That much. Maybe 10.
10%?
Maybe 10.
10% on a piece of pizza or like a pizza combo?
10% of the whole meal.
So if you get like a piece of pizza and a side salad
I'm talking
Mr.
Pibb? Like Sal's dish, my dish.
Hold everything.
Dish. Well, I believe.
Anyway, if you've never heard our podcast before, we were the stars of the cult film classic Windy City Heat. What we did is 7 years after of doing nothing with the three of us, Mole and I were pretty successful. We got jobs and we started working.
We landed on top.
Yeah. Perry, however, where did you go from there? After the movie was out?
After the movie came out, I was taking care of my mom, who was dying of cancer. And then she eventually died in 2009.
I liked it better when you were doing the Italian accent.
Well, what? Do you want me to talk like Guido Sarucci again?
No, I asked you not to do that.
Okay. Only if you're going to talk about your mom and about my mom. Please talk in the
Guido Sarucci voice. All right,
nobody really gives a shit.
All right, back to my voice.
Guido,
well,
let me ask
you. Well, my mom just kept getting sick.
And Guido,
we
and
don't
Guido,
need to hear
Guido,
that. We don't need
that. No, we're not going to. I'm not going to talk
it,
like
don't
Guido.
Don't do that because it's not, so it's, bad. It doesn't even sound like
stupid.
An Italian
it's,
guy.
It
yeah, thank you, Perry. Thank you for backing
I kind of like right. it. You know what? Because I tell you, I met a couple of Italian guys, and they sound a lot like that.
Who? Where did you meet somebody?
Where do you meet somebody? At a restaurant?
Well, anyway, to go on. So if you've never heard this show... Then in October of last year, we started working with the Ace Broadcasting Company, Adam Carolla's company.
Was it last year or the year before?
Well, it was. I believe it started in October.
No, we so started in 2012. We were going back in time.
You're right. It was October of 2010. I believe it was the 15th. That was our first show. Well, we did 42 shows over at Ace Broadcasting. And then we left because we wanted to move up in the world. But one thing that we've kept straight through all of our shows, our 42 on Ace Broadcasting, our 10 here, and what's that, Mo? What do we always talk about, which is different than any other show?
We talk about our own personal lives and what else, Scaremaster?
And what do we do to kind of throw things in a little frizzy?
Well, right now, about the frizzy, the hair's pulled back. So hey.
Okay. Our own personal lives.
Because of it being Sunday, you know, I went to my religious meetings this morning. So
nobody cares.
What time did you wake up?
6.
Crack of dawn?
I woke up at the crack of dawn, or I could have woken up inside dawn's crack.
Oh,
wait, don't do that.
Mornings are for assholes, right?
They could be.
For the bit.
Why do I need to do the bit? I'm on this show. I'm not doing the bit. I'm not doing stand-up. I'm on this show. Let's not talk about... The original bit that goes...
I slid that one right in.
I know you did.
You see, Perry, one of the things that you've got to pick up on is this, is that a lot of times people, when they're talking on panel on a late-night talk show or on the radio or on a podcast, what will happen is this. Somebody will set you up. Mole just set you up like a motherfucker to go to one of your bits.
To go into my old bit.
Yeah.
And but the people don't know it's an old bit. They're going to go like, wow, this guy's quick. He's got all these great jokes.
Do it, say that again?
He's not gonna. I think the moment is gone.
Yeah,
moment is gone.
And anyway,
look for it later. Maybe we'll try to get it happen later.
All right.
So anyway, he mentioned something to you.
What time did you wake up?
At the crack of dawn, or inside dawn's crack?
What do you mean?
It could have been inside dawn's crack.
Go for it.
Not in your crack, dawn. D-A-W-N.
That's not how you spell my name.
Dawn. One of my old girlfriends.
Move on from you. Everyone knows.
One of many of my old girlfriends.
Okay, go on.
He's a guy, dude.
He's a guy.
I know he's
That's
a guy.
Don.
So why are you saying girlfriend?
D-O-Den. He's not
D-O-Den?
My girlfriend.
What did you say, D-O-Den?
D-O-Den.
That's what you said.
Your name is spelled D-O-N.
Okay.
My old girlfriend's name is D-A-W-N.
You fumbled the ball again. That's twice.
I'm not fumbling.
Oh, by the way. Good assist.
I mean, you set him up.
It was like on a tee, and he could have smashed it out of the park, but he blew it again.
What you talking about, foo?
All right, anyway, get back to what you were talking about. Now, we talk about our personal life and what makes us different than every other podcast, radio show, basically any other entertainment program there is. What makes us different, Perry?
When we talk about our own personal lives.
That's what he said.
And
top culture.
Pop.
Ba-dum-bum.
Pop culture.
Oh, did I
just
say
like
top?
That.
Top or pop? Oops, I'm sorry. Pop culture.
Oh, jeez. Well, that type of attitude worked way back in 2010, and it works just as well today. So what we're going to do today, if you weren't here last week, we had a little problem because Perry left and was unbelievably unprofessional.
I lied, and I haven't lied in a long time, and this was one lie that I really felt bad about.
Well, Mole and I got together... And we came up with some things. We made some judgment.
Really?
I have an announcement to be made. Mole's and my decision. All right? You are not allowed to promote any projects unless given permission. So this guy you worked with, if he has something, you're not allowed to talk about it on our podcast.
Well, there's nothing to talk about.
We have three more things that we got to go through. For the next 2 weeks, Perry's Corner is canceled. You're not allowed to do a Perry's Corner.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Wow.
We still have two other things.
That's, man.
Darn.
For those same 2 weeks, there is no 60 Seconds with Perry.
Don't.
So you're not allowed to promote your skateboards at all. And the fourth thing, and Mole was the one that brought this up, and he makes a good point.
About how he's not going to be my best friend for 1 week, and instead it's going to be Dennis, the guy who cuts the lawn?
No. You said that, but we decided that wasn't important enough to mention
here. It is
here.
To me. It is to me.
All right, to you it is, but not to the listening audience. Mole brought up the fact that all you really do on this show now, you don't bring anything else except your Randy Callahan story, and we don't want you talking about that anymore.
Yay!
So don't bring it up.
And also, besides that, about how he's always talking about how everyone's talking about how he's in love with you.
I'm not in love with him.
Everyone says it. Everyone out there.
Well, they say it because they want to make me gay. I'm not gay. Never was gay. Never will be gay.
Well, that's your opinion.
That one act that happened to me almost 20 years ago.
Here he goes. Not a minute later.
Not even. I would say maybe about a minute later. About a minute later.
About it again. Right out of the gate.
You were asked not to mention Randy Callahan.
Then boom, right into it. You know what? Hey, how about this?
Why did you do that, Perry?
I got a little story.
You were talking about an act.
But the point is, Perry.
Let's
okay.
not talk about it. It's over.
All
with.
Right.
Next subject.
For the people that don't know, I think maybe
we
you should
do
say.
Know.
No, okay. There's some people
that don't know. Because everybody listens to the show. Everybody listens to the show.
All right, for the last time.
Wrap
for the last time, it's already
just
done
wrap
with.
It up. Just get to the point where you blew him.
I didn't
just,
blow nobody.
Okay,
you just, know that. Next subject.
All right. Well, the other thing Better that's subject. Going on is you've really pissed off the Rucka Nation.
Well, let them be all right, mad. They're a bunch of little kids.
You gotta stop.
They're a bunch of punk.
You
kids.
Gotta stop. Retaliation is gonna happen.
I'm going into the hospital. Oh, and
talking about, my God, you're going to be
second.
Vulnerable, dude.
Talking about
you
this.
You know what? What if Rucka Nation comes in there dressed as a couple of candy stripers?
And go ahead.
I saw that in an old Mission Impossible.
Exactly.
Oh,
and they come in and they got a syringe full of What's Up Juice.
What's Up Juice? Dude, I'm going into the hospital. I don't have a date yet. I get my pre-op tomorrow. All right? So the latest date will be on Monday, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. I'm getting prepared to not be home. So, I mean, I'm like...
You're nesting.
Yes. Thank you. If you want to call it like that.
All right.
I'm just getting ready to, you know, keep my place all locked up and everything. So, you know, it'll my place will be safe while I'm locked up.
So what do? You, like, you shut off the gas line. You take out, you drain all the water in your toilet. You fill your bathtub up with bleach.
I just lock my apartment up.
Why would you fill up your bathtub with bleach?
Keep it clean?
Because that thing happened with Andy Dick.
Oh. What happened then with Andy Dick?
When he was shaving his buddy's testicles.
And he cut him
with the razor and the blood went all over your bathroom.
Whatever.
I mean, you've had a professional kill team come in and clean that out for you.
Did you really?
Yeah, of course he did. Yeah. How else would
when
he have gotten
did you
rid of
that?
When
probably
did I
right,
do that?
Right after it. He
the
said
right
he
after.
Right after, like the next
Who'd
day.
You have come in?
ALX?
No, I had my people come in.
Who are your people?
My cleanup crew.
You have a cleanup crew? Are they on call like 24 hours a day? How does
no,
that
not
work?
No, on call on 24 hours a day.
How does that work?
It's Scary Perry Skateboarders. I mean, no, it's my old auto detailing guys.
They're bathroom detailers too?
Wow, they're very, very
You had cool. them come detail the bathroom?
No, they're... I've got to redo that.
Well, one of the things I would like to talk about is...
Pop culture?
Well, I think that what we have to talk about a little bit is because what's going on the internet. People really are mad at you for what you did.
Oh, what? What did I do?
Well, you skipped out and you left us bare when we had a whole show ready.
That was
the
wrong thing to do.
But they're furious when they heard that... You paid $500
to
this friend of yours
asshole.
That for a rap song to go up against Rucka Rucka.
Please, can we just hear a little of the rap song?
Not now. Maybe a little later. Oh.
Later.
It is spectacular, but a little bit later. But, I mean, people, Rutgers Nation's after you. There's people that have buttons out there. I don't know if you saw those. Replace Perry.
I don't know.
No Carson Daly. Those are all over. So I'm just saying.
I'm not paying attention to it. I'm not looking at those emails. Thank God, because I'd probably kill myself with all that shit.
Well, as you know, one of the things that's pretty cool around here is that we made a big change up in the lineup. And, you know, always the final
countdown.
Little Europe there for us. Now, what I was actually saying is the final bit that we do on the show is the most memorable. And today will be the second day that Mole Play will be the cleanup hitter. Oh, you know what we should do, actually? Just to get this out of the way. Here we are, three guys in a West Hollywood secret location.
Is this $10 shout out?
Talking about the ladies. It's time once again for a little guy talk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sing it, Scare Master.
It's guy talk.
Sing it, Scare Master.
We're going to talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
One of the things that's being said about Guy Talk is that Perry never has a story for Guy Talk.
I have stories for Guy Talk.
Were you with any women this week?
Not this week.
All right, then that
Wait, yeah, I was. It was last week. I was with Heather and Carol.
You didn't fuck either one of
them. No,
girls.
I didn't because of the way you fucking made it.
Because I told you not to go to the comedy store.
And there you are at the comedy store. You're not going to fuck these two girls?
Yeah, well, you're
not. Pointing it out right there on stage. I mean, you totally embarrassed me.
You think that hurt you?
Yeah, it did.
Why? Because I mentioned that
on stage, in front of them, and in front of a whole crowd of people.
Yeah, about 100 people. They didn't think you were going to either.
They didn't look. Oh, Christ.
So you think you can fuck Heather, or you think you can fuck Carol?
I'm not. No more comments. I don't.
I'm asking you what you
think. No, I'm not, because I don't want to.
This is a show about pop culture and our own personal lives.
Okay, and our personal lives. Do I think I can have sex with either Carol or Heather?
Yes.
Maybe in the future.
Which one?
I don't know.
If you were to bet one or the other,
I'd like to date both of them.
Okay, here's $100 you have to bet.
I don't bet.
Wait a minute. Let's bet the kind of money he pays for songs. Let's go $500. You blew that on a song, a rap song.
I threw that away.
Blew it.
Fucking prick.
Well, anyway, so that's, again, I see what the fans think when you have nothing to bring
to guy. See,
talk.
Look, you brought up on stage, which Carol immediately got in contact with me, and she says that was the wrong thing for him to do on stage.
She said that?
Yes. That was the wrong thing for him to do on stage, was to talk about our personal lives with you.
And pop culture.
I was talking about pop culture before I mentioned it. And people, they know me from the podcast, and I'll bet you during his act he talks about pop culture and his own personal life.
He seems to be a guy who's really into talking about pop culture and his personal life.
And that's what I do.
It's kind of a lifestyle for the three of us.
He gets on stage at the comedy store and looks at Heather and Carol. You're not going to be fucking those two tonight. They don't want to fuck you.
Was he right?
On stage? In front of a whole fucking audience of people?
You think I was wrong then?
Yeah, you were wrong.
Yeah, it's objective.
I mean, like, let's say I was married to either Heather or Carol.
Why not both?
I'd like to be married to the both of them, okay.
Married to both of them?
No, I'm not into that. I'm not into that.
Well, you're one of the few people that aren't.
I would like to do both of them, but I'm not into being married to two people at the same time.
Scare Master, what'd you dress up for, like, on Halloween?
Wait, we should close out Guy Talk before. All right, that was today's Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk.
All right, Perry, he asked you a question. Did you dress up for Halloween this
year? I don't dress up for Halloween. I don't believe in those holidays. I don't believe in holidays.
Why don't you just dress up as Stone Fury?
I was busy with Asshole, and we don't need to talk about anything more about
all
that
right,
guy.
All right, why are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling. I was just busy with the jerk off.
Hey, I don't care what you're doing with the guy, man. Listen, I don't want to hear that personal stuff anymore. You're jerking him off, fine.
I'm not jerking him
off.
You
just said you were busy with the jerk off.
I was busy.
You did say that. You did say that, so.
I said that I was busy with.
Right.
With the idiot.
Right.
The idiot.
Right. And that, you're right. With the idiot.
I said jerk off.
I said, what are you doing with him? And you're like, jerk off.
I said I was busy with the jerk off. Meaning I was busy with the idiot.
All right. Now, let's not talk about that guy.
Thank
he tried
you.
To destroy this
yeah,
place,
destroy
and you were stupid enough
you know what?
To,
I was
to
fucking
fall
idiot.
For it.
A friend of a friend is a friend, okay?
Good point, Mo. All right. Well, you know what we should get to real quick? We want to give the audience a chance to be part of the fun here at the Big Three Podcast. And the way we do that is you can send us $10, $10 cash, no checks, no money orders, nothing legal. Send that to us, and then you'll get a mention on the show. So, once again, it's time for the $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Well, we got a few shout-outs today. You know what?
Beautiful.
And let's see here.
Can I make a mention?
You can read this one. I'll let you read this one first. Okay. Here you go. All right, here's our first one. Who's it from, Perry?
It says, sincerely, Berwyn Slim.
Berwyn Slim, okay.
B-E-R-W-Y-N.
Berwyn Slim.
All right, it says, dearest new Big Three, Mole, Don Barris, and Rucka Rucka Ali.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's a catchy song.
It's not Rucka Rucka Ali. I'm still here. I have a 10 spot with...
For the time being.
I have a 10 spot with a one Mr. Perry F. Harry Fellows name on it. If and only if he's willing to tell the Randy Callahan job story from the perspective of Randy as a straight man and Perry as the gay man, as was suggested in the chart-topped from Rucka Rucka, that is to say that Perry must say that he was the cocksucker and Randy Callahan was the cocksucky. If Perry is willing to tell the lurid tale from this perspective, which I believe is actually the true account of the story, then the Hamilton is all his. Otherwise, it's to be split up between the rest of the gang. Also, I've never heard of a rubber was used during the cocksucker gangs, and if the jizz was...
That's not true. Wait a second. Oh, stop for a second. You mentioned before you did not use a condom with
Randy. No, you went straight up.
Yeah. So, no, right. It has been mentioned before.
Yeah,
all right,
exactly,
pick it up.
Because he said he felt so much better without a condom because he was into it more without a condom.
Right, and this guy's asking, you would think something like that he would remember, but no, we mentioned that before on the show. What's his name again?
Berwyn Slim.
Berwyn, you've got to listen to what's going on. Yeah, he did not use a condom.
Not at all.
And if the jizz was spitting or swallowed, come on, guys, inquiring minds.
You know, that wasn't mentioned.
What was that?
Secondly,
what was it, Scare Master?
Wait a minute, hold on. What was that?
What?
Randy sucked you off.
Yeah, and I already told you guys.
But you never mentioned what he did with the jizz. Did he swallow?
I told you guys he swallowed like it was a fucking chocolate milkshake.
Why
would it be chocolate?
Or just a milkshake, period. Like he was sucking on a big thick straw that was like his last meal.
So that's about the dimension, a big thick straw?
Whatever.
Like a straw?
Wow, that's...
All right, then it was a thinner straw. All right, he's sucking on my toothpick. Oh. All right.
Funny.
Secondly, I would like to offer a suggestion to make the best podcast ever even better. Please start every show by getting straight to the point where Perry blew that dude. What the fuck? Why make us wait when that's what everyone is tuning in for? Lastly, a quick shout to the lost member of the Big Three, Terrifying Tim. He's not a member of the Big Three.
Well,
kind of is.
A real American hero.
He is an American hero.
Oh, Christ. For single-handedly bringing the Taliban to their knees.
God bless
like
him.
Like when Perry got on his knee. Yeah, right. I didn't get on my knees or orally.
All right. Is that it?
Let's see. I have heard that there's a groundswell of support to have a statue in Washington, D.C. erected in Tim's honor, and here's hoping the Big Three champion that movement. Signed.
Okay, there you go. Okay, Mo, you got one over there?
I do indeed, and this comes to us from local drug search in Santa Clara at localdrugsearch.com. Hey, Big Three. It's Mike from localdrugsearch.com with a follow-up to my $10 shout-out from last week. I was initially confused how Perry Caramello had repeatedly denied having HIV/AIDS despite it being common knowledge across the internet. But after some research, bullshit. I found that Perry?
It's bullshit.
Okay, you can't judge that. You're not a doctor.
Listen to the letter, continue please. On. This is from Local Drug Search, dude. But after some research, I found that Perry's denial is a common initial response to an HIV diagnosis.
Wow.
The stigma and shame that society placed on those suffering from HIV and how Perry contracted the disease clearly make it difficult for him to admit publicly. For my $10 shout-out, I want to once again give Dan and Mole $10 each for their great work on the show. And thank for you. Perry, after hearing you devour your new favorite food, candy corn, on last week's show, here's another bag for you to enjoy during this week's broadcast.
Oh.
Be strong, Scare Master. We're all pulling for you, Big Three. Now, listen. Here it is. In an article by Diana Rodriguez.
Called
Getting Past HIV Denial. She says, HIV still has such stigma, and along with it comes the shame and inability to talk about all the hot topics that HIV triggers. That's from Lisa Cox.
PhD. Let me say this. You know,
I'm associate professor of social work at Richard Stockton College in New Jersey.
I don't have HIV.
Listen, people diagnosed with HIV also run the risk of infecting other people.
I don't have HIV.
If they don't take the right precautions, a big responsibility to consider when you've just been diagnosed with such a serious disease.
I don't have HIV.
I'm reading the article.
I don't give a fuck what you're reading.
He's denying it right
now. I know I don't have it.
When were you last tested?
About a month ago.
Aha, what'd they say then?
A negative.
If your loved one can't muster up the courage to talk about his HIV diagnosis with you, bring it up to him. Talk to him about how important it is to accept his diagnosis, meet with doctors, and come up with a treatment plan, and start on medication.
Wow. I do enough drugs for my other problems.
HIV denial is common. It's normal for your loved one to need some time to adjust and accept.
Yeah, go to Magic HIV Johnson with diagnosis. Them HIV problems, okay?
Okay.
Don't talk to me about
all
it.
All right.
And wait, hold on. That is from Mike Tedasco, the CEO of localdrugsearch.com. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Caring
Mike.
Words and research.
And
in depth
candy.
Research on
I'm
the subject
not eating
of HIV
candy
denial.
Corn shit.
Now, wait, we got $20 from
me. We got $30. And
a bag of candy corn.
All right,
I'm not eating any more candy
no
corn.
No one's telling us you to eat a candy right. corn.
If you eat the candy corn, you get the entire $30.
Oh.
If you don't,
God.
And Mary Jane eats one, she gets the entire $30.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I will have a couple candy corns just to
Dude,
take some out of the bag.
That shit made me sick last week.
Yeah, but you ate
two
bags.
That was last week. You might have had something else mixed with it. That doesn't go well with candy corn.
It's also seasonal. You know, you got to get this now.
Let me have a couple.
All right.
Then here you go, Mary Jane. Here's $30.
Thank you.
And now I'm getting robbed again.
All right. I've got one last
letter. Pretty good.
Dear Big Three, hi, guys. I'm a big fan of the movie and now of the podcast. I love Mole and everything he has done. And Don is quite simply a comic genius. Even Perry is great. When he's acting like he's mad at everybody. Did you see what I just did? I was writing to the three of you as a fan, but even in this fan letter, I was behaving in a professional way. Perry, are you listening to this?
He's trying to throw the fucking candy corn into my mouth, and he won't make it.
One shot.
Oh, let me try. Close. All right.
I'm sorry to Dominic. I'm sorry to Don. I'm sorry to Mole. Sorry to Mr. Marino in the sound room.
Again, you don't need to mention that to him.
I'm sorry to all the fans out there on the.
All right, let me may I please finish this, please.
Fucking finish.
Not only did you hurt Don and Mole, but you also hurt the crew, the sponsors, and most of all, the fans.
that need this podcast to get through their lives.
The sponsors like, what's
just
your name?
Shut up. Let me finish the
finish
fucking
reading.
Letter.
Finish.
My combination of boyish good looks and roguish charm has opened the door for me, but my professionalism is what keeps me getting work. Maybe the best way for me to talk about you and about showbiz etiquette is to tell you about it in person. Your friend Dominic Monaghan.
Oh, that's nice.
Dominic's a nice guy.
He's a great guy. And you know what? He's here right now. Say hello to Dominic Monaghan. Well, when I read this letter, I thought to myself, I'm going to let Dom talk about this to you in person. Now, Dom, you've had quite a bit of success in show business, I'd say, wouldn't you?
I've had a modicum, you know, and I think, thank you, by the way, for reading my letter, Don. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
Perry, that came from the heart, you know, that letter. And, you know,
you're a complete gentleman, and I appreciate that.
I'm only trying to help you.
Thank
I'm
you,
only
pal.
Trying to help you.
Thank you.
And it was something that I thought needed to be said because that is how you make progress in this.
Perry,
business,
what was
you
your
know?
Favorite part of the letter?
Yeah, what was your favorite part?
From start to finish. It
but
was
what
very,
specific yeah. line did
well,
he say?
You know, it's that he felt bad that I was an ass.
He didn't say you're a
well,
ass.
No, he
I am
he didn't
looking
say
at it right
like
now.
What exactly? No, which line did he say?
I can't remember what it says exactly.
No,
you know,
no.
I wanted to talk to you also, Perry, about this idea of, you know, you kind of came to this late, you know, your chosen vocation. You came to this kind of late, right? Because you did a few jobs before this.
Yeah.
So, if you came to it late, then for the start of your career, you really should be just watching how it all works. And really not really getting paid. The first 10 years of my job, I didn't get paid anything. 10 years. Started getting paid when I was 18. So
I started in this business.
But not at this
okay,
level,
but,
though.
But you're right, and you have no talent.
Right.
Let's close out the $10 shout-out.
That's a good idea.
I brought my $10 for you guys, because okay. I know that I missed it. That's another sign there of here you go, there's 10. Oh, of just a little bit of professionalism,
Perry,
you know.
If you want to be part of the $10 shout-out, remember, send your $10 cash. That's the only way you accept it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. And that was our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
All right, now, Dom, you were saying, because we brought you in today because you are a professional.
Thank
and everything
you.
I've
you.
Ever seen you do.
It's not just about my cool hair, you know, all the amazing clothes that I wear.
But
it's
those are both awesome. Both awesome.
That is
May
nice.
Say this.
Get it? Got it.
I always love you with the stubble. There's people that can do that. You're one of those guys.
You know what I'm doing right now, you guys? Movember. Have you guys heard about Movember?
No.
Movember?
No.
Harry, this is something.
What does that mean?
Throughout the month of November, you grow a mustache as a way of raising awareness about prostate cancer and I think testicular cancer. So you growing a mustache for November.
That.
It's Movember. It's huge in England. Everyone does it
okay.
in England.
You know
We're
what?
We're doing Movember.
Movember. Hey,
you go like, woo.
I heard the change in some of the show rules based on Perry's behavior.
Absolutely.
I wondered if I could make a comment on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, please.
I know you guys had said that there's no more talk about Randy Callahan. And I think
he's not allowed to bring it up. But
I think that's a great idea, Perry, because I think that's an element of your life that you need to put behind you, you know, just
yeah.
like move forward with that
I've been
stuff.
Trying to, but they just keep bringing
it
up.
Who
brought it up today? I brought it up.
You
brought it up.
You said the.
No.
You immediately started bragging
again,
about
this
it.
This is what you say. You say,
right.
we bring it up, and the next thing you know,
you're
oh,
like,
yeah,
oh,
then he's
one time
coming
and
in my mouth, and he sucked it like it was a chocolate malted.
I think the way to get through all that and move past that, Perry, and forget all about it, is to completely air everything out of that story, like
it's
just exhaust. It's not. It's not though,
because
here's a question I want to pose to you guys. We know what happened to your cum, but did he come? Did Randy come? And where did that go? I've never heard that angle.
In my hand.
What part of your hand? Did you catch it?
Oh God.
Or did it dribble onto your
they
hand?
They jerked him off to orgasm.
Who
yeah.
came first?
He sucked me down.
Right.
And swallowed like a lie. Remember when I told you he sucked me so hard that it was he almost you know sucked
pulled
my
the
dick
head off.
Off. Yeah.
Why?
No, that's
why?
Now you see when you told that on stage,
it was
funny
fucking
stuff.
Hilarious.
And now you shy away from that.
Right.
I never knew about
it. And
his
then I
cum.
Jerked him off till he came in my hand.
Did you catch it? Or did it dribble onto your hand?
It dribbled on my hand.
And what'd you do with it? You just
wiped it off? No!
Did you just wipe it on your trouser leg?
No.
And get on with your day?
Get the fuck out of here.
The drapes or something.
There was Kleenex there, and there was a box of Kleenex.
So he prepared beforehand.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he had a box of Kleenex.
So you didn't wash your hands. You just kind of dry wiped it. Give him a dry wipe and went about your
dry wiping, and then I washed it off later.
Did you ever smell your hand?
Not that moment.
Yeah, but when he got in the car.
Because I would always wonder. I've never had a guy's cum in my hand. Yeah,
it's disgusting.
Does it smell the same as mine?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not interested.
Had he drank pineapple juice? Or...
Oh, God.
But no, professionalism thing. What I just wanted to conclude on that stuff was, I think the thing to keep in mind, Perry, okay, is professionalism is, and that is what I want.
Whoa.
And if you hear that, you got to be in that headspace of like, professionalism is.
Yeah.
It's like
do
a
it.
Stillness.
Scare master,
you know?
Do okay. it. Do it. Try it.
Ready?
Professionalism is.
Wow. Pretty good. Pretty good.
And that's what you want.
That is what you want.
That's
you
what
want.
I want.
It gives you that zen thing. Professionalism yeah. is. Pause. And that is what I want. One more time.
Professionalism is.
Whoa.
And that's what I want.
See, pretty that's good. Professional.
Can I say something right there?
That is professional.
Pretty I've known cool. you for a long time, but for some
but
reason,
you also
you
know
seem
that I'm
very
a professional.
Calm. No, I think you're completely the opposite.
Yeah, because you've seen because of the way I've screwed around with you and stuff.
When you skipped out on the podcast, that was you
that screwing
around. That was you making
off.
A joke.
That wasn't me making a joke. No, that was me being with a jerk that fucking almost ruined my. My sagging after career.
That is a low
and
point.
That's yeah. what really pissed me off. Because, see, I'm a union member.
Okay, hold on. We have a big celebrity
the union
here.
Labor.
I know he's
and
a big
you're talking
celebrity.
About coming in people's hands and things like that.
Wow. No. That's behind us.
Okay.
That's behind us.
Well, let's get to something interesting, you know, because we can combine pop culture with someone's personal life because you're always doing stuff.
Yeah, I'm doing stuff, yeah.
And what do you got on. Coming up?
I was talking to Maul about this earlier on. I'm going to Venezuela and Ecuador in 2 weeks to find a tropical centipede and these ants called army ants.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Really?
Pretty sweet.
Isn't there a war going on over there?
Which one, Venezuela or Ecuador?
Ecuador.
Well, I think there would be a small
be
amount
careful,
of unrest
dude.
In some of those places.
Be careful.
You know how I'll get through that stuff? Professionalism.
Okay.
Whoa.
Be like,
whoa,
that's,
whoa.
Be like a news reporter.
Right. Don't say you're American. Terrible idea when you go to those places.
Well, with your
are
accent,
you,
you can't
now?
Say
no,
you're
no,
American.
I'm English.
He's English.
Yeah, so that works perfect.
He's an Englishman. Aussie Englishman.
No, just Englishman.
Oh, you're an Englishman.
Yeah. Why'd Australia think, couldn't be further away from Australia from England.
I thought you were from...
Why'd you think that?
Well, because...
We all sound the same.
Oceanic
well, not,
went from
yes
Australia
no,
to
because,
LA.
Because... Who?
Never mind.
Yeah, Oceanic.
Okay. There, because I thought you were talking about being in Australia for a while.
New Zealand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
New Zealand, Australia.
Same thing.
Yeah. Now, what's going on with
Ecuador.
No. The manager.
Who, Greeny?
Yeah. What happened to Greenberg?
Well, Greeny's traveling a lot, right? Have you not seen
his
him for a
his cell phone is... His
this
phone
is how
number,
I heard about your
his
behavior.
Phone number, like, went off
what?
The... His phone number's no more.
I heard
he
what?
Yeah,
he does have a
number.
New number, but
he's got a new number.
Are you calling the
he's
office?
He's producing
I tried
stuff
to call
in China.
Him on his number, and it said it was disconnected.
I'll give you his number. That's how I heard about what was going on with you. I was, you know, we share information about his clients. You know about, you know, you and Sharon, and you know, I asked him what was going on with you, and he kind of said that this was going on. So I thought it was a good idea to come in here and talk to you.
Thank
I think,
you.
He's traveling right now, right?
Yeah, he's in China getting all their best sitcoms because everyone already went to England and brought over all their best sitcoms like All in the Family and The Office. So he's going to China and getting all their best sitcoms and bringing over here and he's going to produce them on American
nice.
Television.
It's nice.
You know who I recommended he should have a look at as a potential client?
Who's that?
I've been so impressed with him is Rucka.
Oh, yeah, man.
Rucka Ali is a punk. Whoa.
But his music is good, though. Oh.
He's a punk.
Have you heard the latest one that he's done about Perry?
No. I've heard a couple of B-sides, but I've not heard the Perry one.
Have you? Oh. Are you in Knucka Nation?
Dude.
Yeah, I'm a real knucker. Get
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
dude,
a real knucker.
He's a punk.
No,
he's not a punk.
Great singer.
Okay, he might
well,
be funny.
Hold on a second.
But the way he talks about me and then trying to
it's
say...
It's parody, though, right?
Well, listen to me. Wait a second. And please don't interrupt. He gets on Twitter and he's got the song saying that I have AIDS.
Okay, all right, let's listen
dude,
to
if,
it.
Dude, if I become wait an a, asshole,
Perry,
wait
hold
a second,
hold
let me
wait,
finish.
Wait a minute.
People no, Rob, no, you shut up. No, you shut up. You shut up.
Here's what we do. Here's what we do. Why don't we play this song? Why don't we play this song? You can't get a lawsuit because it's a parody. You can't sue him. Why don't we listen to the song and see what he's talking about? Have you heard the song Yo Perry?
Ruckus knuckers. Let them try to find me. Let them try to find me.
Now let's do that thing.
Show them all who the king is. Oh! Let them make their
threats. It's tight.
Rucka Rucka Ali. He's a cocksucker and he wants to suck my dick.
Yeah, Perry.
I gotta beat his ass.
Back before you started shit, I was down with you, and now you fuck with Ruckus Knuckles. No, I won't cry with you. Up inside your mansion, fat bitch is sad with you. Randy Callahan busted off in your hand with you.
See?
What you got in your hat full of tricks? Probably a little bit of back full of dicks. Probably one, maybe two, maybe six. Juggling dicks since 96. Hat full of candy for the kids, you tricks. Nobody really knows who you is. Nobody knows you in the biz. He don't take shits, but he takes a fist.
HIV!
Sorry! You better apologize, you bitch!
It's parody, it's parody.
Yo, Perry!
Oh, here's the part of life.
Shit, you hear that shit, Perry? Yes. What you think of that?
What think of what?
You try to get on this shit.
Do I got a verse?
Spit your rocks. Spit your
yeah, freestyle.
Yeah, rock a rock a go down on me.
Hi, my name is Perry, and I like to say fucking. My dick's often mistaken for a chicken McNugget. Grandpa Caramello made it out the bone.
Cookie Caramello gave the Navy a dome.
Hop up in my minivan. Call me Randy Callahan.
Terrifying tip. Single-handed kill the Taliban.
Everybody knows Perry rapes hoes.
Go to jail with Don Barris and free.
I'm just thinking about sex with part. Women.
Can I suck your dick?
This is what very gay.
Please.
See?
Okay, but don't expect a part out of it. You're no Marlon Brando. Well, it's time for us to go fight World War One. Wait a minute. If we're out there on the front lines, who's gonna suck our dicks?
Hey, boy.
Hey, look, it's Cookie Caramello.
That's right.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Morgan Burns up the rock alley.
Get all the nuts up and
belly
beat your ass for me.
Perry Caramello
has HIV.
Yo, Perry. Everyone needs time to get used to the idea of having an illness like HIV. But if denial after HIV diagnosis lasts too long, your loved one's health can suffer. If he's still denying the fact that he has HIV...
Time to measure your inseam.
Hey, that end of the song reminded me of when Simon and Garfunkel did did the 9 o'clock news on Silent Night. You know, and you were reading that bit at the end.
Oh yeah.
Hello.
Right? Simon Garfunkel. I didn't think of that, but yeah.
No, it's heavy on a lot of levels. Fuck. That song. You know, I last time I was here, we did the reading for the new Peter Jackson movie, and I was recently in a meeting where they gave me some more pages for another movie that's coming up.
What's that?
I was in that X-Men Wolverine movie.
Yeah, those are great movies. Yeah.
The guy that controlled electricity.
Right. Perry, cool. Perry likes those.
Good, right?
Cool.
He likes X-rated men.
Good one, Maul. Good one. You see why that's funny, don't you, Perry?
Yeah, it's cute.
It's very funny.
Play on words, isn't it?
Yeah.
So are you in this next movie?
They're doing some spin-off thing, and I'm in it. Yeah, I'm in it a little bit, and then there's a few other new introduced superheroes. Oh. So I brought some pages. For a little read if you're into it.
Oh, I'd love to. Right. This for the new X-Men movie?
For the new X-Men movie. It's only two pages.
Are you saying
you want to have me read for the movie?
I'd like you to read for the other character. You know, after watching, let me
get one of those. If you get in this movie, you got to get me in this movie, Scare Master.
If I can get in, sure, shit.
Whoa, after watching Windy City Heat and...
What do you want me to read? What?
Yeah, you're going to be TG and I'm Bolt. So you have the first line. But let me just tell you, Perry.
All right.
You know, in Windy City Heat, where you talk about having kind of a De Niro-like quality, you have kind of a, like, Robert De Niro, kind of Bobby De Niro vibe.
Yeah.
So this guy TG, has a kind of real... you know, man's
mobster,
man kind of quality to him.
Perfect for him.
Yeah, mobster-ish, Italian-ish. Okay. But then also, you know the way that De Niro's kind of a chameleon. He can change his performance midway through the movie.
Sure.
This character goes through a very dramatic change in the movie. And it has to be done by an actor that can change. You can be one character and then another very quickly.
Okay,
it's a complex role.
What kind of change do you want me to change into?
It's the superhero quality in them come out, and when they have that superhero power, it changes their whole demeanor.
Wow.
Oh, you mean like this?
Well, you'll see.
Well, you should do the directions, then.
All right. X-Men, second class. Exterior, night, an alleyway.
You're
we see
to
a man.
Say X4, yeah. scene
Would you
12.
Shut the fuck up? You don't need to do that.
Professionalism.
Okay.
If I decide to go a different route and not say what act
Scare
it
Master,
is the
do
same.
It. Right. Do it. You know what? Let him say his mantra.
Just do your thing. Right. Say it.
Say
now
it.
Go,
say thing.
Perry.
Yeah, let's do it. Remember?
Professionalism.
No. Yeah. Professionalism is, and that is what I want.
Okay. Professionalism is, and that is what I want.
Calm exterior.
You know what? Again, it's like you changed into a different person. He may be all right in this role after all.
If you get a part in the X-Men movie, you got to get me tickets to it, dude.
You got it.
Let's do this.
All right, this is X-Men Second Class, exterior, night, an alleyway. We see a man trying to start his car. It won't turn over.
Come on, you piece of crap, start.
A figure emerges from the shadows. It is X-Man Chris Bradley, Bolt.
Sounds like you could use some help.
I sure can, but how are you going to jump my car?
Step back and watch.
Electricity flies from Bolt's fingers. The car starts.
Wow! How did you do that?
Simple. I'm Chris Bradley. But you probably know me as my X-Men name, Bolt.
Bolt? I thought you were killed by Victor Creed in your trailer.
Yeah, well, I was resurrected by the Transmode virus.
Of course. The Transmode virus. Is used by members of the by the technarchy to turn over being into techno-organic beings?
Right.
How can I ever repay you for starting my car?
Transgendo makes sultry bedroom eyes at Bolt.
Thanks just the same, but I like ladies, sir.
Oh, that's not a problem. For I'm also an X-Man for the second class. My name is Transgendo, and when I hold my breath for a minute, I can turn into a lady. Watch.
Transgendo closes his eyes, holds his breath for a full minute, and then, miraculously, turns into a beautiful woman. All right, now wait 1 minute and go.
Take a deep breath. Hold your breath.
You're 3 seconds.
He can hold his breath for a minute. For this role?
He's at 10.
Scare Master, pinch your nose so they know
yeah,
you're holding.
No air. No air gets out.
Sweet.
No.
I just saw him breathe.
Yeah, just breathe.
You,
okay,
what are
so
you doing?
Start again. You got to start fresh. Start fresh.
All right, let's go. Right,
it says you got to do it for a
seconds.
Minute.
You did 30 seconds there. Easy.
No, he didn't do... It, oh, now it would be 31, yeah. But
I breathed in.
It was terrible.
It was a minute.
No, but
so
you,
take a big...
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Professional.
All right, and go!
Pinch it.
3 seconds. You're at 3.
That's good tequila. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You're 10, only 50 seconds to go.
Tell you, he can hold his breath for a full minute to get, for 1 minute to get this, a role in the X-Men.
And imagine in the movie, they hold their breath for that minute and then they all start changing, mm-hmm. like all their clothes start
Whoa.
Changing, their hair.
Oh, just the special effects will be amazing.
Nails start growing.
he's not going to make it.
Oh, he's absolutely going to make it.
No, I'm watching him. He's not going to make it.
No, he's fine.
Yeah, I guarantee he's not fine.
He's relaxing over there. He's just relaxing.
No, he's not.
What are we
he's
on?
He's starting to think about how hard it is not to have air. He just breathed.
Oh, he
just
breathed. We all saw your breathing.
Harry, you still got 30 seconds to go.
We all sit. We all see your breathing now.
All right, we'll finish it. To pick it up where it says, you're gorgeous.
You're gorgeous.
Oh, you? Come over here and let me show you some electricity of my own.
She removes her top and embraces him.
Now, let's dance.
They dance.
Like a waltz, it'd be like a nice
waltz. Dance a little, Scaremaster.
There's no dancing in here. There's no room to dance.
That was a great read, Scaremaster.
Thank you.
Very good. Now we got to pay the bills, Dom. You know, as usual, What the Hucks has provided us with some great food. Mo, why don't you talk about what you feel about What the Hucks?
What the Hucks? When I'm hungry for stuff and we're at the podcast, I go, man, I wish there was some food. And guess what? There's food from you-know-who, What the Hucks. And What the Hucks makes all kinds of Thai food. Whether it's beef pad say you or chicken gayang, whether it's Tom Kha-kai soup or spicy beef salad, they've got it all.
You know what's funny? People don't believe that there is such a place at What the Hucks. Well, here's what I suggest that you do. If you don't believe that there's a What the Hucks, one of the finest Thai food restaurants in all of the West Hollywood area, why don't you call them? That's What the Hucks, 323-654-7952. Quick, what's the number again, Perry?
323-654-7952.
Pad Thai, more like Pad, why aren't you calling?
Good point. That's What the Hucks. So we got some.
I keep forgetting the phone number because people ask me what the phone number is to What the Hucks.
You know why you remembered it last time, that time? Professionalism.
Ah.
You're in that professionalism headspace.
Oh, look at appetizers.
Yeah. More
appetizers.
And, this is really good.
And, yeah.
Well, we're paying the bills, and it's time for our big sponsor. ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But don't take my word for it. Why not listen to the words and wisdom of an American hero and good friend of the show, skateboard enthusiast, Terrifying Tim Propedic.
Skateboard enthusiast.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM. Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornhole when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes. ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Boy, that is good food.
Imagine if What the Hucks had a plumbing problem. They called ASM Plumbing. They'd be, you and you. Oh, man, that'd be crazy.
It'd be the best thing maybe in the world today. This next segment is now called the Headliner Segment. That's right.
Whoa.
People have always called it the best thing we do on this show, and now it's time once again for a little thing called Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Mole, do we need to say anything? I forget.
I think we don't. I don't think we have to say Mole Play is not in any way associated with Mole Play, the board game, and a division of Peter Industries.
You might want to say that anyway, just to be sure.
He just did.
What? I did not. Oh.
But he rushed through it. Say it in the proper way.
Mole Play, the board game, is in no way associated with Mole Play, a division of Peter Industries.
Perpetic Industries.
I don't know what. You know what? It's late in the show, and I mistimed a lot of stuff.
Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show.
Yeah, help me out.
This is where Mole will set up a scenario, and sometimes it's something that we've had to do with the show or talked about. He'll then cast the scene, and then he'll direct the scene. Now, Mole, what are we going to do on today's Mole Play?
I'll tell you. Today we got a very special Mole Play. I think like everybody out there listening today, oh, it's the cops. We're going to get out of here. Quick, pack it up. Get the chicken. Get the pad thai.
It might be John Quincy Adams.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you're eating, too.
Holy shit.
So I guess we eat those later.
That is a lot of food from What the Hucks.
I think, like all listeners out there, I'd like a little more of a taste of Transgendo and Bolt and see where those two are taking their night out in the town. So now we head back to Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters for the big spring dance where Transgendo and Bolt have come to have a big dance. But an evil guy, Candy Corn Man, wants to put an end to their dance party. We join them as Transgendo and Bolt are dancing at the spring dance. Now stand up and dance, Scaremaster.
Oh, she's a lady at this point.
A lady. And Moplay.
Where's the music for me to dance to?
No, hold just on. Dance.
And make conversation about how you're going to make sex on them.
Come to me, my love.
Spin around a little bit. Let me see that. Please. Let me see your ass.
My double ass because of my pouch.
So just gyrate around a little bit like a girl.
Hey, before you do that, is there any way that Dominic could just hold your fanny pack and get a picture with it?
No.
Just let him hold it. He's not going to go in the pockets.
I won't go in the pockets.
He won't go in the pockets.
Promise.
Let him just hold it.
Like it's like a trophy belt.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Here, let me just see it for 1 second. Mary Jane.
Because you guys are going to fuck with my fucking
pouch. I won't do anything with it. All I'll do is hold it.
And hand it back to me and don't fuck around, please.
Mary Jane.
I promise I will.
Thank you.
Just hold it.
Hold this above your head.
Like a title belt.
Wow.
Open one thing.
No! Get the fuck!
For the picture. For the picture.
Yeah, just for the picture.
Open.
It's just for the picture.
Whoa! I'm gonna fucking kill you!
I'm not taking anything. I don't
have Perry,
shirt.
Talk into the mic.
Get the fuck out of my pouch!
He's not in your pouch. Perry, watch it. You're blocking a camera.
I'm gonna break everything in here.
You're blocking. You're not talking to the mic. Stop it. Go back to dancing.
Okay, hold me tight, baby. Hold me tight.
Christ.
Seduce him a little, Perry. Come on.
Christ. Keep an eye on the door. Mm. That's it, baby. Yeah.
Tits in your face?
Yeah, yeah. Let's have a look at those things. Make him morph. Morph them around into different shape boobs.
Shut up a little bit. Show them.
Yeah. Show your skirt up.
Show your tits. Lift your shirt up.
Nice. I'm not lifting this.
That's all right. No one's looking. Everyone else is just dancing with each other.
Well, what do we have here?
Enters Candycorn Man.
Candycorn Man.
Who's the hot lady?
Oh, I forget my name. Fuck.
Transgendo.
Do you enjoy candy corn?
I prefer women, but...
Have some candy corn.
Fuck
Quick,
you.
Transgendo, run. Run.
Have some candy
fuck
corn.
Fuck you.
Come on, hot pretty lady, dance.
Fucking throw dance them at me hard.
No, I'm not. I want you to dance for me. Come on, baby.
She
dance.
Dances faster.
Fucking a slut. Come on, dance.
Transgendo.
You're making a mess here of this place.
Just fucking dance. You dance, you fucking dirty bitch.
I'm not making a mess of this fucking studio, you piece of shit.
Bitch, you fucking
mess him up, Transgendo.
Hey, he's making a mess of the studio.
Transgendo suddenly jumps on Candy Corn Man. Jump on him.
No, I don't want to break anything around here.
What are you doing? Ass fucking whore.
Asshole.
Get him, Transgendo.
Asshole!
Transgendo.
You might have some nice titties. Look at those. You got some nice titties there. Yeah.
Candy Corn Man squeezes Transgendo's breasts and lifts his her shirt up. And they pinch each other.
Get him, Transgendo. Get him.
And that is Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play.
Well, that weirded me out like I've never been weirded out before. I'm
crazy.
Ripping your... Yeah, well, all of a sudden you start turning into this little gay character and trying to touch me. It freaked me the fuck out.
It's called acting.
Did you talk to JQA?
Thank you.
He hasn't called yet. I wonder why.
Has he been on hold this whole time? Oh, my God. He's going to be
in trouble.
But we can't... Wait. We can't talk to him because
Dominic Monaghan.
You can call me Dan.
All right, well, if that call's there, would you please send it through?
Hello, loves. Guess who?
Hey, Mr.
Well, hello there. Who is it I'm hearing cool. there mumbling Her Majesty's tongue?
Oh, Mr. Adams, that's Dominic.
Hello. How are you?
Little Dommy has returned to the fold. Lovely that you took time out of your busy schedule. No bar mitzvahs to DJ today?
I don't bar mitzvahs. I do clubs and events and stuff like that. It has been a while since.
I'm sure you really get the party going with a rousing YMCA.
Yeah, I do get
that. Oh, Mr. Adams, Dominic is here to help us with Perry and being professional.
He's super professional.
Yeah,
he's
got to talk to
Yes. Little Dommy is quite professional.
Thank you.
In fact, when he was a fry cook at my place, Quincy's in Birmingham.
I'm not sure that we need to hear a story about when I was a cook.
Well, I think people would enjoy hearing about it.
No, I don't.
Would you like to hear an example of Little Dommy's past professionalism?
Sure.
Well, what is this then?
Well, here we are. All right, listen. Listen. One time, the restaurant was quite busy, and Little D was whipping up a big order of Lancashire hot pot.
Perhaps he had just mistimed his bathroom break or something, but the next thing you know...
John,
I didn't come here to get pissed on by some old guy
in... You mean, like the steam table at the restaurant?
Oh, you know what? That is unprofessional.
Is he going on? Boo-hoo-hoo, Mr. Tinkles. There he goes.
Talking about unprofessionalism. Wow. Talking about unprofessionalism. Let him go.
Listen, your couches will thank
you.
What about a joke, though?
Quite right, Walter. Quite right.
Yeah.
Listen, everyone. Why did everybody think the fry cook was mean?
Because he beat the eggs.
That is right. And also because he made yellow on the bacon roly-poly.
Oh! Wow. You fucking perv.
Wow.
Well, now, you see, what you just did with Dominic is how I get mad, and I should be leaving. But because I'm a professional...
But I didn't, what did we do to him?
No. You didn't do nothing. You didn't do nothing. But the what's his face on the phone?
John Quincy Adams?
Excuse me? Yeah, John Quincy Adams on the phone.
A belch?
That was a belch. Excuse me. I know that's not supposed... That's supposed to be deleted from the shows and stuff. And
what is your belches?
Yeah, I can't help it sometimes.
They are disgusting.
Anyway, Dominic left the show because he didn't like what was said about him.
Everyone needs time to get used to having an illness like HIV. But after denial, an HIV diagnosis lasts too long.
Your loved one's health can suffer. Christ. I don't have HIV and I'm never going to get it because I don't hang out with those.
Humans?
Gays.
I'm looking at the clock on the wall, and I believe we're out of time.
It's a people's disease.
Yeah, okay. That's for another show, I guess, because we got to wrap things up here. If you want to get in touch with us on the social networks...
Where did Dominic go?
I don't know. We got to try to find him. Remember, I'm on Facebook at Don Barris. Perry's on Facebook at Perry F. Caravello, and that's K-A-R...
C-A-R as in car, A V as in Victor, E-double-L-O.
Walter Molininski's on there. Windy City Heat has a page. Get on the Ding Dong Show page. Get on the page of an American hero.
Knocka Knocka Nation.
Oh, yeah, we should start pushing him a little bit.
Why would we push him? Is he paying you money? Tim.
Well, I'll tell you this. We got a lot more fans because of him. We are fans of the Knocka Nation. Guys, well, anyway, good show today. It's nice to have you back and trying to be professional. Let's put it there, guys. Here we go.
Big three.
See ya.
Ciao, baby.